Ever wonder who's responsible for those flickering lights that turn your skin a whiter shade of pale? Turn-of-the-century inventor Nikola Tesla developed the predecessor of today's fluorescent lights. I'm Casey Morabito. Welcome to Voices of Innovation. Tesla set out trying to build a lamp that mimicked the high frequencies of sunlight. He thought the resulting bright lights would eliminate Edison's incandescent lamp, which used only 5% of the available energy. But while Tesla never achieved this goal, his explorations led to some of the first fluorescent lamps and other illuminating results. David Speck is a participant in Rochester, New York's yearly Teslathon, which honors the Serbian inventor.
The whole concept of fluorescence was a great mystery at that time. We now know that it happens when a dye molecule absorbs light of one energy and then releases the light at a lower energy, making it shift from the blue or green end of the spectrum down to the yellow or red.
Take a standard fluorescent light bulb. When you flick on the switch, electrons are released which collide with mercury vapor floating in the tube. The mercury, bombarded with electrons, emits ultraviolet rays. And while the human eye can't see these UV rays, they in turn excite phosphor molecules embedded in the glass bulb to glow visibly. This complicated chain of events is what sometimes causes fluorescent bulbs to flicker or sputter when turned on. But it's not just the phosphor in fluorescent tubing that can create this shift from ultraviolet rays into the visible spectrum. It turns out similar chemicals are in most laundry detergents.
Dyes that accept ultraviolet light and convert it to visible light, that's the basis of the fabric brighteners that are in laundry detergents. Fabric brighteners take ultraviolet light and radiate it as blue light so that it covers the dinginess of yellow clothes.
Voices of Innovation is presented by the American Association of Engineering Societies.